today we continue in the first parak of Maseches Klayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. So we are holding at Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Vav is going to talk about, just like we spoke about in Mishnah Hay, about different types of trees that you're not allowed to graft together. So Mishnah Vav is going to talk about different types of animals that are not allowed to be mated and breeded with each other. There's a pasuk in the Torah, Behemtucha lo sarbia klayim, which means you're not allowed to breed two animals together. There's actually another iser of kilei behema that we're also going to learn about later on, called lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav, that you're not allowed to plow with an ox and a donkey pulling the plow together, but that we'll discuss later on. Today we're talking about a Mishnah Vav, we're talking about breeding different animals together. So the Mishnah tells us as follows, that has a eva, a kelev, a wolf and a dog, kelev hakufri vashuel, a village dog and a fox, ha'izim vatzva'im, goats and gazelles, ha'ye'elim varachelim, the translation is ibexes, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, pretty sure I'm not, and ewes, female sheep, hasus vahapered, or a horse and a mule, hapered vachamor, or a mule and a donkey, hachamor v'arud, a donkey and a wild donkey, afal pisha domin zelazet, kalayim zebazet, even though they are very similar to each other, so one would imagine that they would not be kalayim with each other, but in fact, they are kalayim with each other. So these are just a list of different animals that you would think are the same min. So the Mishnah tells us they are not the same min, they're kalayim with each other. Mishnah Zayin. So Mishnah Zayin is going to talk about the isser of grafting one tree on another tree. So ein mevi'in ilan be'ilan. You're not allowed to graft a tree onto a different kind of tree. If you look at the Bartanura, he says ein markivin ilan machol be'ilan machol min b'she'eno mino o ilan srak be'ilan machol. One is not allowed to graft a fruit tree with another fruit tree, or a non-fruit bearing tree with a fruit bearing tree. Aval ilan srak be'ilan srak kivin. But all ilano srak, all non-fruit-bearing trees, are considered to be the same min, and therefore you are allowed to graft non-fruit-bearing trees with each other. But a fruit-bearing tree with a non-fruit-bearing tree, you're not allowed to graft. So again, ein mevi'in ilan be'ilan, you're not allowed to graft two trees together, yarak be'yarak, or a vegetable with a different kind of a vegetable. The you're not allowed to plant a field with a mixture of seeds together, but in addition to that, you're also not allowed to graft two vegetables together, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about, that in addition to not planting seeds in close proximity, different types of seeds in close proximity to each other, you're also not allowed to graft vegetables together. Velo ilan b'yarek, velo yarek b'ilan. Nor are you allowed to graft a tree onto a vegetable or a vegetable onto a tree. But Rabbi Yehuda matir yarek be'ilan. Rabbi Yehuda allows grafting a vegetable onto a tree, and the Bartanur points out ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. But we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda Tos Yom Tov says not only does he allow grafting a vegetable onto a tree, that the Tos Yom Tov points out Rabbi Yehuda matir yarek be'ilan ubemay desiim tanakama pasach. He mentions Yarek Be'ilan because that was the last thing mentioned by the Tanakama. But v'hu adinibcha. But the truth is to take an Ilan B'Yarek, he would also be Matir. It doesn't matter which you're grafting onto which. Hu adinibcha, the Maishna, because why would it make a difference whether it's Ilan B'Yarek or Yarek B'Ilan? And he says, v'chein behedya b'tosefta, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Yarek B'Ilan, Ilan B'Yarek. And in the Tosefta, it says it more explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda is Matir both. But the Tos Yom Tov points out, for some reason, no one explains Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Varava ramam zal lo pirshu taimo shel Rabbi Yehuda." They don't explain why Rabbi Yehuda allows an ilan biyarek and a yarek biilan. So, v'nirli the taimo sparish biyushalmi sheviyar rash mechlof hashitasi Rabbi Yehuda t'minu omer notel adam ma'a achas mipitma shel avetiach u'ma'a achas mipitma shel tapuach v'nosel tochku ma'achas ve'in mesachim v'nasin klayim v'ko omer chintamin he quotes a whole Yerushalmi and he explains that what the Yerushalmi means to say is Hainu shesover Rabbi Yehuda didavka kshal yidei harkava he misachin v'nas al yidei pri o yerek mishuna b'hu asra ha'torah mishum klayim, that only if through the grafting it creates what emerges is a new kind of fruit, a different kind of fruit, that's where there's going to be klayim, and that's only by ilan b'ilan or yerek b'yerek. But yerek b'ilan do not graft together to produce a different type of vegetable or a different type of fruit. It's just that they're yonek one from the other. They get nourishment one from the other, but they do not combine to produce a different type of fruit. And if that's the case, then there's not going to be an iser of klayim from one to the other. So says the Tosfos Yom Tov, that is the basis for the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So to quickly review, Mishnah Vav, we learned different types of animals that look very similar to each other, but are nevertheless klayim with each other. And Mishnah Zayin, we learned that you're not allowed to graft trees with each other, vegetables with each other, and a machlokas between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, whether one is allowed to graft vegetables with trees and trees with vegetables. Bezus Hashem, tomorrow we will finish the first parak of Maseches Klayim by learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes.